I think everybody's got the Friday declaration injury report. Answer any questions.
Okay, were there indications either Fuller just had a tough game against the Packers and, you know, figured he'll bounce back against Stafford to be quarterback?
You know, there were a couple plays. You know, I mean, I think he made a couple PBUs also. You know, I think he has hands on a couple balls there. You know, obviously, there's a couple plays, you know, he'd like to have back, we'd like to have back. And, you know, those happen when you play in the National Football League and, you know, you've seen a lot of passing. So, you know, obviously it's a huge test this week, you know, against Matthew Stafford, Detroit Lions, and, you know, their pass offense is, you know, ranked up there with some of the best in the league. So, you know, no doubt we'll have to play and execute well, Kyle included.
Marcus Cooper help you on the defensive side?
Yeah, you know, I think we kind of traded off early. He went through a little bit of a back issue, you know, but he's back healthy now, so we have him at our disposal, and, you know, he's been part of the preparation this week.
What do you like about what he can do for you?
Well, he's got length, you know, he's got good ball skills, he's, you know, he brings a veteran presence that's it's helpful, you know, so, you know, that's why we signed him. You know, unfortunately, he missed some time, you know, like I said, with that back issue, but he's healthy now, and, you know, we'll draw from him.
Wheaton is more prepared to contribute now than he was a week ago?
No doubt. You know, he's had a full week of preparation. You know, I think, you know, you have to get timing, you know, with your teammates, obviously with the quarterback. You know, as I mentioned earlier in the week, he was out of that for, you know, a little bit of time. And, you know, to get that familiarity back and with his teammates, I think, is important.
Jared, when you prepare the offensive game plan, how much of your focus is on what you think you do particularly well opposed to things you're identifying about the defense you're facing
that week? Really, all of it. You know, I think, you know, whether it's offense, defense, or special teams, you know, this game is about matchups. Some of them are negative to your disadvantage. Some of them are positive, and, you know, you don't get into that week to week. But that's, you know, we stay on pretty much the same routine week to week, but it's a completely different thing you're doing because of the opponent. You know, so there's different matchups, you know, and, you know, I think – it's huge on what we do and what we try to, how we try to compensate, really in all three phases. You know, so sometimes it might be a return man. You know, how you kick and punt to that guy might be different than what you did the week before. You know, same thing with protections versus this particular defense, a particular guy that, you know, may be a bad matchup. Excuse me. Maybe. Thank you. You know, so all those things are huge, and they vary every week.
So the specific question, we thought all week probably too much about Tariq Cohen's snaps last week.
Right.
But once you identify that he's being doubled, isn't there an advantage to keeping him out there and figuring out who else is open because he's being doubled?
I think the way my part of the question, I can't speak to exactly the questions asked to Dal, but as far as me about the defense dictating, it's not so much who you have out there, it's who the ball goes to. You know, to your point, all right, you know, we have Tariq Cohen out there. We're talking about touches, not play time. We're talking about touches. All right, well, if they double and triple cover him, odds are the ball is not going to him. In fact, we'd probably prefer it didn't. So what I meant by dictating where the ball goes, that's more related to touches than it is play time. I just want to make sure I clarify that. So it's not so much that they dictate personnel to you. Now, if, you know, say a nickel defense, they have this certain package they run that may create a bad matchup for you, that might dictate what personnel group you have out there, not just as it relates to Tariq Cohen, but to your offense in general. You don't want to create a bad matchup for your own team.
Do you feel like you guys
I hope that makes sense. Yeah.
Do you feel like you guys have the right template for how to balance between Howard and Cohen, or are you guys still trying to figure out what's the right way to use them both?
You know, I think that's a great question. It's because there is one ball that I mentioned, and not that you go through a season trying to keep people happy. You know, I think you just try to be effective. It's a little bit harder. There's, you know, I mean, I've been involved with, you know, plenty of very good two-back offenses. You know, 1 year we had two guys over 1,000 yards, which is unusual. You know, I mean, you got to run the ball quite a bit to do that. But you have to be very effective to do that. So it's not so much about keeping them happy. It's just about getting them play time, giving the offense a different look, and creating a positive matchup. You know, I think last week was a little bit out of sorts. Just as I told you, we only ran it 17 times. So we weren't doing very well when we did run it. You know, so that was part of that reason. Well, that's a little bit harder when you have two good backs or two backs that you like, even though they might be different skill sets. It's still the same position. You know, and we've worn this out, but, you know, we've actually lined Tariq up as a receiver. We've actually lined him up at quarterback. He's actually thrown a touchdown pass, you know, in Wildcat and some of the packages we have. You know, he also has a bunch of different punt returns. He has a bunch of different kickoff returns. So he, you know, like I said, he's been being asked of a lot, you know, for in particular a rookie in his ninth game or going into his 10th game of the season.
Anything different, Jordan, his demeanor this year?
Not at all. I mean, I think Jordan's had a superb season. Now, you know, there's a lot that goes into the run game. If you're just judging it on run totals and whatnot, I'm thinking, I know last week probably didn't help that a lot, but I think because we didn't run it as effectively as we're used to. But, you know, I think he's had a very good season, in my opinion, in many ways a little bit better than last season. As you'd expect.
In what ways? You know, last year, second league in rush.
Yeah.
What do you like more about certain things in
rush? Well, I think just his feel for the game. I think his understanding of protections. You know, and again, we're not all the way through the season. I'm saying that now because we've played 9 games. But, you know, I've been very impressed with, you know, the type of season he's had to this date.
You're mentioning the run game not being as effective as you wanted it to last week. Mm-hmm. Assuming you have Kyle back on the offensive line, what's the biggest way that he helps it, you know, theoretically helps it improve?
Well, I mean, it's not, you know, an indictment on anybody else, you know, but he is a Pro Bowl player that, you know, hopefully this week he's at our disposal. You know, we still have time. We'll let you know hour and a half before kickoff.
But he's not on the injury report, so our presumption.
Yeah. Presumptions are always great.
You've been doing this for a long time.
Right.
When you lose a game like Sunday, you know, against a rival, disappointing outcome, are you that much more eager to get to the next Sunday?
I think, you know, in this league, it's only fun when you win. And when you lose, regardless of who it is or by how much or how it looks or how it's perceived, or it's still an L, you know, so it's kind of the same, I think, for, you know, everybody in there. I mean, we put a lot of work into these things, and when you don't play as well as you think you're capable of, I think, you know, it's disappointing, and it does make you more eager to get that taste out of your mouth, yes.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. All right. Thanks, gang.